Okay, today is Daf Kuf Nun Beis. We learn today's Daf sponsored for Schus Refuah Shleima for Blima Bas Miriam. Okay. Rav Chanina Shrivale Barte. Rav Chanina's daughter died. Right, we're about four or five lines from the bottom. Three lines from the bottom. So Rav Chanina Shrivale Barte, his daughter died. Lo Havaka Bachiala. He didn't cry about her. So Amala Dibisuhu, his wife said to Rav Chanina, Targolta apik mi beisach, is it a chicken died? I mean, this is your daughter, and you're not crying. So Amrullah, so he says to her, Tarti, I should suffer two losses because we're talking about going blind. He said, Tichla, I lost a daughter, the Ivra, and I should become blind from the crying because the crying we said yesterday, you know, leads to blindness. So Savrullah, Rav Chanina holds like Yehad Amr Yochanan Mishur Rav Yosi Ben Kitzirasa, Sheish Dimosein. There's six types of tears. Shalos Yafos, three are good for the Enayim, Vishalos Ros, and three are bad for the Enayim. Number one that's bad for the Enayim is Shal Ashan. We saw by Yitzhak, one of the Pshatim why went blind was because of the Ashan of the Avodah Zarah, right? Shal Ashan, Vishal Bechi, crying also is bad for you. Shal Beis Hakisei, when you have pain going to the Rashi's Mitoki Surat, when you have pain going to the bathroom, that is bad, those tears are bad for you. Those are Ros. But what's good? Shall sam, shall schok, shall peros yafos. Tears that come from medicinal drugs, from laughter, and from sharp produce are good for the eyes. Okay? Now the Gemara is going to continue to interpret this pasuk from Koheles. The pasuk it says as follows: Bayom she ya'uzu shomer habayis his avsu anshe chayil uvatlu atokanos ki mi etu v'chashru haros ba'arubos. This is all going to be just a pasuk in Koheles. We're going to interpret it all for talking about old age. So, Bayom sheyazu'u shomrei habayis hazavu, on the day when the keepers of the house shall tremble, right, and the strong men shall bow themselves, and the grinders cease because they are few, and those that look out the window shall be dimmed. That's the translation of the pasuk. Okay, so what's Bayom sheyazu'u shomrei habayis? So, on the day when the keepers of the house shall tremble, what does that mean? Elu haksilim hatzlos. Vis avasu anche chayil elu shokayim ubatlu hatochanos elu shinayim v'chashru haros barubos elu einayim. Okay, number one, on the day when the keepers of the house shall tremble, that's referring to the ribs that surround the protective organs. Those are going to go away when you get older. Then it says, on the strong men shall bow themselves. These are the thighs, which are going to support you. They're the strong men they support. They're also going to go by the wayside. And the grinders cease, right, which is batlu hatochanos. These are the teeth. These decay and they fall out. And then the chashu haros barubos, and those that look out the window shall be dimmed. These are the eyes, which become dimmer and have a more difficult time seeing. Okay, so Amar le Kezel Rav Shu ben Chananya. The Caesar, or the Roman Emperor, said to Rav Shu ben Chananya, my time alo asis le Bei Avidan. Why did you not come to Bei Avidan? Came across Bei Avidan before, whether it seems to be like a debate hall, right? Where people debated, either the Tzukin debated the Prushim, or the pagans debated the Rabbanim. It was a debate hall where people used to go. And some people went, some people didn't go. So Rabbi Shua didn't stop going, apparently. My time alo asis le Bei Avidan. Amalei, he said to him, it's pretty enigmatic, Tor Tlag Sachruni Gilidin, the snowy mountain, right, is surrounded with ice, meaning his hair turned white, and therefore he was too old, he couldn't go. And then he also said, Kalboi Lanavchin, the dog does not bark, meaning his voice is not strong, it can no longer be heard, there was no point for him going. Tachoni Lo Tachinin, and the grinders have stopped grinding, meaning that his teeth have fallen out. Bei Rav Amri, in the house of Rav, they said something else, Adelo Avdena Becheshna. I'm searching for something that I have not lost, which means that it looks like I'm always looking for something because I'm bent over. So it always looks like I'm looking for something on the ground. That's why I didn't go, basically, because I got old. Tanya Rabbi Yossi Bar Kisma Omer. Tanya Rabbi Yossi Bar Kisma Omer. We learned in a brisa that Rabbi Yossi Bar Kisma said, Tave train me tlas. Two is better than three, meaning 2 feet are better than 3 feet. When you're younger, you walk on 2 feet. When you're older, you walk on 3 feet because you have a cane. Right? Tave train me tlas. Vaila lechada da asla velo yasa. And woe is to one who goes and does not come back. What does that mean? Mahi, Amrab Chizda, Yankusa. That is youth. Youth can go and it does not come back. Ki asa Rav Dimi Amar, when Rav Dimi came, he said, Yankusa, youth, Kilila de Varda, and Sivusa, but old age, is Kilila de Chilfa. So youth is a crown of roses and old age is a crown of thorns. Okay. Tanya Mishmei de Rav Meir, who's taught in the name of Rav Meir, Dok b'chachi v'sishkash b'nigrei. you should grind food with your teeth, and you will find in your feet, right, which is basically the strength. Eat when you're younger so you can be strong, right? So Nehemar, as the Pasuk says in Yirmiyahu, Vanishba lechem vanihye tovim v'ra'a lo ra'inu, which means, for we ate it with the, we were satiated with our bread, and we were well, and saw no evil. Amar Shmuel Rav Yehuda, so Shmuel says to Rav Yehuda, Shinina, sharp one, or large tooth one, Shinina, Shrei sakayach v'ayel lachmayach, right, untie your sack, which means your mouth, open your mouth, and insert your food, eat now, because, ad arin shnin milcham ali, until the age of 40, food is good for you. Mikan ve'elach, from here on in, mishti ma'ale, drinking is good for you. Some people I know very, very hudar on the drinking at the age of 40. Okay. I think they mean just regular drinks. I don't know. I didn't see anything where it says specifically wine. I don't know. What? Amale hahu goza l'Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. Excuse me. So the Gemara is now relating a strange conversation between Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha and this eunuch. Who happened, apparently, I think they claimed that he was a apikoros. But you have this eunuch, right? He said the following to Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. He tries to provocate Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. He says, "Mehecha likarichna kamahave. How far is it from here to Karichna?" Making fun of the fact that Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha is bald. Karich is a bald. He's saying Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha is bald. How? He's making fun that he's bald. So I mean, I don't know. It's like the kettle calling the pot black. I mean, what he also has an issue, and that's what happens. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha doesn't let it off. So Amalei. It's the same distance as from here to Gozen, which is similar to the fact that he's a Gozana, which he's a eunuch. Okay? So set him Amalei Tzeduki. It says that he's at Stoki. I don't know if he's at Stoki or not, or maybe it's censored to be something else. Amalei Tzeduki, Barcha Karcha Be'arba. He says to him, a bald buck, right? A bald cow, animal, right? Be'arba is sold for 4 dinar. So he said, "Vatim ikara shalifa b'daminya." A castrated one is sold for 8. A castrated one is better because it's for whatever reason. But if you call me bald, you go castrated. No. 8 because they say that because one that is castrated is worth more. But no, he's just making fun of the fact that he's castrated. I'm bald. Well, you're castrated. So chazei lilo sam masane. So the eunuch saw that Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha was not wearing shoes. So Amalei, the Al Sos Melech, the person who rides on the horse is the king. The Al Chamor Ben Chorin, the person who rides on a donkey, he's a Ben Chorin. Udimnale Biriglohi Barinish, the person who wears shoes, he's at least a human being. Dilaha Bilaha, the Chafir Kriya Tavine, one who doesn't have this or doesn't have that, meaning you don't have shoes, it's better that you be buried in the earth. So Amalei, Goza Goza, he says to him, eunuch, right? Tlas Amartili Tlas Lamat, you said 3 things to me. And I heard 3 things from you. I'm going to say 3 things to you now. Number one, Hadar's Panim Zakin. The glory of the face is in the beard. And since you were castrated, you apparently can't grow a beard. So that's number one knock on you. That's what it seems to be. Simchas Lei Isha. The happiness in the heart comes from a woman. And you can't experience that. And Nachlas Hashem Banim, the portion of the Lord, which is a quote from Tehillim, that's children. Right? And Baruch HaMakom Shemen Ucham Yikulam. And blessed be Hashem, who just denied you from having any of these things. Amr Lay, so the guy said to him, Karcha Mitsuyana, you want to quarrel with me? So Amr Lay, Ikara Shlifa Tochecha. He goes, it means, does a castrated male speak words of rebuke? I mean, you started. What do you mean? I'm not going to bother you. I don't know if Shad is.
It's a very nice exchange.
I don't know if Shad is. I don't know if Shad is. We always tell our kids to walk away. I don't know. So there's obviously something deeper. I didn't see anything. It's just I just took one of these Gemaras. Usually these Gemaras are like the last daf. The last daf or two of the Masechta. I think it's just they made it a little earlier this Masechta, and the last daf or two I think is actually a real halacha Gemara. Amalei Revi l'Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta. So now again we're talking about old age. So Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi says to Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta, "Mipnei ma lo hikabalnu panecha beregel kederach shekibliu avosai l'vosecha." What reason did we not greet you on Yom Tov? Why didn't you come to the shir? The same way that my fathers greeted your fathers. It's a nice way of saying to him, where were you? Why didn't you come to Shir? So Amar Lei, Shimon collapses back to him. Amalei silayim nasu gavohim. He said the rocks on the road become tall, meaning I'm old, and even the small little rocks on the road become you know difficult for me to go by. Krovim nasu rechokim. What was once close has become distant. Mishtayim nasu shalos. From two have become three, because now I'm walking with a cane. Mesim shalom babayis batel. And that which brings peace to the house is batel. What brings peace to the house, they say, is the drive to be with your wife. And when you get older, you lose that. So I became batel. I don't even have that. Basically, I'm old. I'm old and frail, and I couldn't make it. Now, the Gemara is going to continue to darshan the psukim in the last pasuk, in the last parak of Koheles. What's the pasuk? The pasuk says... Right. V'sugru d'lasayim. David's not here. V'sugru d'lasayim b'shuk v'shval kol hatachana v'yakum v'kol tzipur v'shachu kol b'nos hashir. Which means, and the doors shall be shut in the marketplace when the sound of the grinding is low, and one shall start up at the voice of a bird, and all the doors of music shall be brought low. So again, let's go on. So what does it mean? First it says, v'sigru d'lasayim b'shuk. The doors shall be shut up in the marketplace. Elu nekavav shall adam. These are the orifices, which I guess thought, you know, they don't function as well when you get older, which I believe is true, right? Bishval kol latachana, when the sound of the grinding of low, bishvil korkavan she'enu tochen. This is because the stomach is not grinding and digesting one's food, because it doesn't work as well when you get older. V'yakum mekol atzipor, and one shall start up at the voice of a bird, right? Because one is able to sleep deeply, right? That means that's what we're talking about. She'afil tzipor min arto mishnaso. Any little sound wakes you up from when you're sleeping. The yishachu kol b'noshir, and all the doors of music shall be brought low. Shafilu kol shira v'shiros domos alev kesucha. Even beautiful sounds to him sound like mere conversation. He can't appreciate the beautiful music anymore because of his age. And ba'af barzilai hagiladi island of David. Even Barzilai hagiladi said to David, "Who's Barzilai hagiladi? Barzilai hagiladi was one of the people who was loyal to David during the merit of Avshalom. So at the end of the life, David wants to give him a reward, and he says basically, the full pasuk is in Shmuel Beis, Ben Shmonim Shana Anochi Ayom. Today I'm 80 years old. Ha'eda being told l'ra. I can't tell the difference in good and bad. Im yitam avdechas asher ochel. What if I taste something that you give me? V'sasher eshte or I drink. Im eshma ob bekol shirim v'shiros. Lami avdecha od l'masa el d'ni amelach. Why should I be a burden to you?" Basically, he said, can I eat? Can I taste what I eat or drink? Or can I hear any more the voice of singing man or singing woman? So basically, he says, Mikan, right? Mikan shedeosan shal zakeni mishtanos. From here, we see that the minds of the elderly change, and they can't distinguish between things when they get older. And then it says, im yitam avdecha es asher ochav es asher eshtem mikan shedeosan shal zakeni mitrapos. They have a problem with the taste. So you see, the lips of the elderly, they crack and they wither. They can't feel taste anymore. And then the im eshma od bekol sharim v'sharos mikan shos neim shos akinim miskavos. From here we see that the ears of the elderly become heavy, which means that they can't hear or discern between nice sounds and not so nice sounds. So Amar Rav. Rav says, "Nah, it can't be true." Right. So we'll talk to that in a second. Amar Rav Barzilai Hagiladi Shakara Abba. Barzilai Hagiladi is a liar because he just wanted to not deal with David when he was coming back to Yerushalayim, because an 80-year-old man is usually not that debilitated, he's going to say, because they have a proof from that he amsa the Habibei Rabbi Bas Tishim Atartin Shnin. There was this particular maid service who was in the house of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, who was 92 years old, and what Habas Tamar Kidron, she was a taster. She would taste the food in the pots. She was at 92, she could discern. I mean, I don't know.
Why is this cook in the pot?
I don't know. Why is one a riot to the other? I mean, every person. Some people die when they're babies, and some people live till they're 100. I don't know what the difference is. Right, but Barzilai said I didn't have it, so he's a liar. He didn't, and she did. So they answer differently. They answer Barzilai Giladi Shatav Bezima Hava. Barzilai Nadi was really truth, but he was steeped in promiscuity. They call us Shatav Bezima Zikna Kofetzis Lav. Whoever is steeped in promiscuity, so old age overtakes him before his time. Tamid Chachamim. When it comes to Tamid Chachamim, Kol Zman Shemazkinin. When they get older, this is what you were saying. Chachmam Tosefes Ben. As they get older, wisdom is increased in them. Right, as it says, Shneamar B'Shishim Chachma Va'Orech Yomim Tuna. Right, this is in Eov. With aged men is wisdom, and length of days brings understandings. So that's, and then it says also Amei Aretz. When it comes to Amei Aretz, is 8 psukim later in Eov. As they get older, tifshus ditofus behen. Then they get more foolish as they get older. Shenemar, the pasuk says, meisir safa lina emonim v'tam zekenim yikach. He removes the speech of men of trust, and he takes away the understanding of the age. So, two different sukkim. One, obviously, talking about the, as they get older, they get better, is the chachamim. As they get older, they get sillier, is the amei aretz. Okay. Going back to the next pasuk, I think in Koheles, pasuk says, "Gam bigavoa yiro v'hachatim v'derech v'yanaetz hashakad v'istabel hachagav." The tefer of Yonak Yolech Adam El Beis Olamos Savu B'Shuk HaSofdim, which means also when they shall be afraid of that which is high, and terror shall be on the road, and the almond tree shall blossom, and the grasshopper shall drag itself along, and the caper berry shall fail, for a person goes to his eternal home, and the mourners circle the marketplace. So what does that mean? Gam Yigavo Yiro Shafilu Gavshushis Ketala Doma Lav Kaharim Kehare Harim. And when they are afraid of that which is high, that means that even a small little mound on the road seems to him, I mean the elderly person, like it's the highest of mountains. It's hard for him to traverse, hard for him to walk. V'hachatachim baderech, and he shall be afraid of, and terrors will be on the road. This means v'shasha mehalech baderech naslo tehavim. This means when, while he's walking the road, he has terrors. I mean, he's afraid he's going to fall. He's afraid to walk. He doesn't want to go anywhere. V'na'et ha'shakeid, and the almond tree will blossom. Zo kilvoseses. This is the hip bone, which apparently they say protrudes from the elderly as they grow older. They have issues with, well, we know the elderly have issues with the hip. Those are issues with the hip. Vista bel hechagav, and the grasshopper will drag itself along. Elu agavos, these are the, this is, I guess, the behind, the buttocks, right, which means that they become heavy. But tafer ha'evyona, and the caperberry shall fail, zochemdo. That's the sex drive. That stops, that ceases as you get older. Right. Rav Kahana have a pasuk sidra kamei de Rav. Rav Kahana was reading psukim in front of Rav. Kimatil haikra nagiv isna. When he got to this pasuk, Rav sighed. So Amar Shema Mina batel echemda de Rav. We see from here that Rav's desire had ceased because it basically was apropos to him, and that's why he sighed. Amar Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana then says, "My dechsi." What does it mean when the pasuk says, "Ki hu amar vayehi"? This is, I think, what you're talking about, Mati. "Ki hu amar vayehi." Zo isha hutziva v'yamod elu banim. These are children. So basically it says, he spoke and it was, he commanded and stood. So he's understanding this to mean that Hashem created man with a desire to push him to do things that he would not do out of his intellect. He just has some sort of desire. Why? Zo isha elu tana isha chemas malitzoa. I'm just going to distribute the translation. A woman is essentially a flask full of feces, which is a reference to the digestive system. Upia male dam. And her mouth, meaning her mouth, is filled with blood. That's a reference to menstruation. Yet nevertheless, all men run after her with desire. Because Hashem made it that way, that men will run after the woman.
Is this a pasuk she repeat at home?
I did.
You did.
I want to hear what the outcome is. Please call me later today.
Try it. I very highly recommend it.
I'm not saying anything.
You're just following
the Gemara.
Uh-huh. Ki holech ha'adam el beis olamo. Okay. What do you have to say? I mean, even if, assuming that it's true, nevertheless, it just shows the stupidity. It shows the stupidity of men. That's the answer. No, it's just, it shows this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world to work a certain way, that even though from what appears to be an objective standpoint, it shouldn't be, but it is. He's supposed to go. That's the natural course. Hashem made it to be the natural course. People would have children. People have it. This is the way. Who says that's true? Right? She needs. I don't know. He holech ha'adam el beis olamo. So now the continuum of the pasuk was is that he holech ha'adam el beis olamo. If a person goes to his eternal home. It comes teaches that every single righteous person gets a dwelling place in Olam Haba in accordance with his honor. Mashal Melech, basically everyone comes in the world the same way. They go to the next world depending on what they accomplished in this world. Mashal Melech Shenichnasu Vavod Liir. I'll offer a parable between a king and who he and his servants enter a city. When they all enter, kulan b'shar echas nichnasin, they all come in the same way. They all come in through the gate. When they go to sleep, kol echav echad nosnu majol fi chodo. Everyone gets a lodging spot in accordance with their honor. So too, although everyone dies and they enter the world to come the same way, not everyone receives the same portion in the world to come. The Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak says, what does it mean? Ma'i deksiv ki hayaldus v'hashachrus hevel. The childhood and youth are vanity, which means again in Koheles. Devarim she'adam ose b'yalduso mashkirim panel leizikna. Sinful things that a person does when he's young. Excuse me. They darken his face with shame as he grows old. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak says, kasha rima lemeis. The maggots that eat the flesh of the deceased are as painful to the dead, kemachas b'sarchai, as a needle in the flesh of the living, which is painful. Shneamar, because the pasuk says in Iyov, ach b'saro alav yichad, his flesh is pain for him. So he had pain even with his flesh when he was dead. Amar Chizda, nafsho shel adam misabelas alav kol shiva. Amar Chizda, a person's soul, your own soul, mourns for you during the 7 days of shiva. Shneamar, as the pasuk says in Bereishis, v'nafsho alav te'avel, and his soul mourns for him. And he says he mourned for his father 7 days. So 7 days that the nefesh was mourning was those 7 days. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Yehuda says, this is more of a halakha statement. Say Nebuch, somebody passes away and there's nobody for him to sit, no one to sit shiva for him. Adam 10 people should go and sit in his place and accept condolences on his behalf. Because, you know, there's still a mitzvah. Nicham Avelim is also apparently not necessarily only for the Avelim, but also for the deceased. Yeah, the Ramah writes in Yoreh that he has not seen people do this. I don't know, but... Ahu d'shachim b'shavuseid Rav Yehuda lo havi menachman. So there was this one individual who died in Rav Yehuda's neighborhood who didn't have any mourners for him. So kol yom ha'badavar Rav Yehuda be'yasara. Every day Rav Yehuda would take 10 people... and they would sit in his place, I guess in his house, right? And they would sit shiva. After 7 days, after 7 days, ischazi le b'chelmei Rabbi Yehuda. So this deceased person appeared to Rabbi Yehuda in his dream and said to him, your mind should be at rest because you put me, you have put my mind to rest. Amar Rabbi Yavo said, kol she'omrim b'fnei hames yodeya achi sasim hagolel. He says that everything people say before the deceased, the deceased knows until Stimas HaGolel. There's a big tosis over here because there's a machlokas, Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam throughout Shas. What is Stimas HaGolel? Rashi basically says when you close the kever, and Rabbeinu Tam says when you put some sort of the monument on top of the kever. That's Stimas HaGolel. Stimas HaGolel comes into play a lot when you have someone who's passed away here, and then they've set shipping the body for Kfur and Eretz Yisrael. So when does the shiva start? So for the people who stay, it starts when they close the gate. Stimas HaGolel, that's when they start shiva. The people who go with the mace, then it starts when they actually do kvura, because that's kvura. Like, all to do is who went, who didn't go, if they're coming back. If it's the Baal HaBayis, the elder of the house who went, then when they came back, everyone has to sit shiva based on him. There's an extra day. All to do. If there's no, if it's only children, there's no sons, only daughters, and some go and some don't go. What's going to be with the days of sit shiva? And they'll all give you different answers, probably, because there are a lot of different shitas. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, One says it's Adi Yisasem HaGolel, he understands what's going on, and the other one says it's until the flesh decomposes, until that time, the Meis still understands what you're saying. The shades of the Gemara and Brachas we had with the people who walked, they were talking in the grave. The one who says that the mace understands what's going on until the flesh decomposes, so he supports by, because it says Diksiv, Ach b'saro alav yichav v'nafsho alav tavel. But his flesh grieves for him and his soul mourns over him. So this indicates that the deceased is aware of the pain of his flesh in the grave. I guess, alright? Manda Amar Achi Sagolel, Diksiv, Ayishov Afar al Aritz Kishahaya. One who says it's until Stimas Agolel, it says that the dust returns to the earth as it was. I don't know. That takes place when you start going back to the earth is when you close up the kever. All right, Tana Rabbanan. We learned in a brisa again more psukim in Koheles. The pasuk says the haruach tashuv el ho'elohim asher nisana, and the spirit returns to God who gave it. Right. So they say who gave it means it returns as it was given. Right. So tina lo kimosh nisana lechavatara, give it back to him. The same way he gave it to you, which was b'tahara, right? T'nala k'moshe son alcha b'tahara, afata b'tahara. So to you, give it back in tahara. Mashal u'melech basar v'dam, a parable to a king, Shechilek bigdei malchus levadav. He distributed royal garments to his servants. Pchikin shebehen kipulum ve'nichum bekufsa. The smart ones, right? They fold them and they put them in a box to protect him. Tifshin, the foolish ones, shebehen halchu v'asum emelacha. They did their work in the garments. So liyamim later on, bikesh hamelach has kelev. He wanted the clothing back. So pichin shebehem nechzirin lo hokish hengim hugatzin. And so the wise ones, they returned to him ironed and pressed. They're all nice and taken care of. They didn't dry clean it, and they sent him in nice and dirty. He was happy, right? He was happy to meet the wise ones and angry with the foolish ones because this is royal garments. Did you soil it? Or did you keep it nice and clean? Same thing with the person. I gave it to you beautiful and pure. Did you soil it? Did you keep it clean? Or did you soil it throughout your lifetime? I think it means that they wore it and they folded it and they put it away nicely. They kept it. It's the neshama. They kept the neshama clean. They didn't do anything to spoil it. I'll pick an amar to the pichon says yinasnu keli laotzar. I'll bring them back. These kelim I can bring back into my storehouse. I can use these again. These can be close to me. They'll go to their house in peace. I gotta clean this. Which maybe that's a reference to Gehenim. I don't know. I have to clean them. V'heim yischab shuba ve'sasurim and let them be locked up in prison as a punishment for degrading the king's garments. I mean, you have to treat it appropriately. I know. I hear what you're saying. They didn't do anything with it. It looks like it sounded like they just folded it and put it away. Yeah, maybe that's what the neshama is. They just folded the neshama, they put it away. They didn't soil it in any way.
Back as clean as when he got when he gave.
Right, but he's just saying that the parable is not necessarily congruent.
So
Apokalypse Baruch Hu, so to Baruch Hu, Agufa Shasadikin Omer, of the bodies of the Tzadikim, he says, Yavosh Shalom Yinucha Mishkavam. They should go to peace and they should enter in peace and they should rest on their beds. Al nishmasam u'omer on their neshama with regard to their souls, it says al gufan al v'ha'isa nefesh adoni tzura b'tzura chayim. The soul of my Lord shall be bound in a bundle of life. Right? And then she nishmasam tzura b'tzura chayim. That's where the pasuk comes from. Al gufan shavashayim u'omer ein shalom hamar Hashem u'shayim. There's no peace Hashem says to Hashem. Al nishmasam u'omer on their neshama, he says, nefesh oivecha yikla ena b'sof kaf hakala. He says, there's no peace. The souls of your enemies he shall sling out in the hollow of a sling. It means he throws their souls from one part of the world. He slings them around. Tanya, Belezer Omer. Belezer says, Nishmasan shal sadikin genuzos tachas kisei kavod. The neshamos, the souls of the righteous, are stored beneath the throne of glory. As it says, Vahisa nefesh adoni tzerura b'tzerachayim. The soul of my Lord shall be bound in a bundle of life. Right? B'shavashayim zomos v'holchos. And the souls of the wicked are continuously tied up. I don't know. And he says here, if they tie the souls, I'll read the brackets. Umalach echad omed besof olam, umalach acher omed besof olam, umeklai inish masan zelazeh. So basically, there one angel stands at one end of the world, another angel stands at the other end of the world, and they play catch. And right, they sling the souls of the wicked back and forth to one another, as it says, Shenemar, desa nepesh oivecha yiklaena besof kapakala. The souls of your enemies will sling out in the hollow of a sling. They're thrown around. They don't have menucha. They don't have menucha sa nepesh. They're slung around. So Amalei Rabbi Rav Nachman. So Rabbi Rav Nachman says, "So Beinonim, what about you? Talked about the tzaddikim, you talked about the Rishayim. What about the Slam guy, the middle of the road guy? What's his story? Does he have menucha? Is he slung around? Is he have something else? What's his story?" So Amalei, so Rav Nachman said to him, "Ika shachiv nala ami lechu hay milsa. It's a good thing that you asked this question to me because if I were dead, I wouldn't be able to respond to you. Meaning, this is a good question. I'm happy you asked me before, and you didn't lose the opportunity upon my death to ask me the question." And he responds, "Hachi Amar Shmuel." This is what he said to Shmuel: "Elu ve'elu l'duma nimsarim. These and those are given over to Duma. What does that mean? The souls of the wicked and the souls of the Beinonim are handed over to Duma, who is the angel apparently in charge of the spirits. However, Halalu yesh lehem anoach, halalu ein lehem anoach. Those, the Beinonim, have rest, but the Rishayim do not have rest. Amar Rav Mari, Rav Mari says, Asidim in the future, tzadikim dahavu afra. Even the bodies of the righteous are not preserved, they become dust, their bones rot. Diksiv, the pasuk says, V'yashov ha'afar el ha'aretz kishahaya. Because the dust returns to the earth as it was. Right? You know, you came, where you go back to where you came from, even the tzadikim. Okay? Hanhu kaflu'ei, the Havu Kafle Ba'arid Rav Nachman. There were these diggers who were digging on Rav Nachman's land. And they basically came upon a grave. Nechar Buhu Rav Achar Ba'oshia. They came upon a grave, and it was Rav Achai Bar Yoshia. He's one of the later Tanoim who lived in Bavel. He was buried there. So Asu V'amru, they got Nesilil Rav Nachman, Nechar Ben Gavra. They said to him, wait again. Hanu Kafu da Havi Kafli Ba'arid Rav Yoshia, Nechar Buhu Rav Achai Bar Yoshia, and he rebuked them. Nechar Buhu. He gave them, this dead body gave them Tochacha. So Asuva Amrli Rav Nachman Nechar Ben Gavra, a deceased person just gave us Tochacha. So Asuva Amrli Mai Nihu Mar. So Rav Nachman came and he said to the person buried there, "Who are you?" So he said to him, "Amrli Ana Achai Bar Yoshia, I'm Achai Bar Yoshia." So Rav Nachman says back to him, "Amrli V'lav Amr Rav Mari, don't you hold to what Rav Mari said? Asili Tzadik the Havi Afra. How can it be? Rav Mari said that the righteous turn to dust, and you are not turned into dust." So he said back to him, "Amrli Umani Mari, Delo Yudanle. Who is this Mari person? I don't know. Why should I be concerned about what he says? Who cares what he says? I'm a Tana. I said, you know, I don't turn to dust. I don't say what it means. I mean, so had he been right, he would have then turned to dust. What's the conversation? Amrlei v'hok karoksi. That the pasuk says, v'yashov ha'afar ela aretz kishahaya. Even without Rav Mari's statement, the pasuk says, and the dust will return to the earth as it was. So how is it possible that you did not turn to dust? So Rav Achi now gives him rebuke. He says, the akrayach kohelas lo akrayach. Right, the Akra Koheles, Lo Akra Mishle. Very nice that you read Koheles, but you didn't learn Mishle. Okay, the Ksiv, because it says there, Urekav Atzamos Kina. It says the envy is the rotting of the bones. Only if you have Kina, that's when the bones rot. I didn't have Kina, so my bones didn't rot. So he says, Kol Mi Sheyesh Lo Kina Belivo Atzmos of Mar Kivin. If you had Kina, then your bones rot. Kol She Ain Lo Kina Belivo Ain Atzmos of Mar Kivin. If you didn't have Kina, then your bones don't rot. I would try this in, tie this in somehow to Yosef, right? That Moshe took Yosef's bones. He took the bones. He actually says, why did you say that he took the bones itself? The bones didn't rot. There was no kinah in Yosef. I don't know, something. Just kind of figure out how to tie that in to Yosef. Right? Kosha ain't no kinah b'yindo, ain't that's Moshe Markivin. So Gashashe, so if Nachman then touched him, Chazid Isbi Meshashe, wasn't a spirit.
The body, the bones actually?
He says the bone, right? That's what he's talking about here, about the bones. I don't know. He says, "Gashashay Rav Nachman touched him. He saw the Isbim Mashasha. He had substance. So Amalei Leikam Alagavi Debesa. So go home, or come to my house. Come to my house. So Amalei, now you revealed God's adat the field of Vilo Karas. Now you told, I proved to you that you don't know Mishle. Now you don't even know Navi. You don't know any Pesukim in Navi. The Ksiv, because it says in Yecheskel, right? This is Yecheskel Lamed Zayin Yud Gimel. The Ksiv Vidatem Ki Ani Hashem V'Pischi Eskiroseichem. You'll know that I am the Lord." When I open up your graves and I take you from the grave, meaning, as long as I've not been instructed by Hashem to leave, I can't leave. Hashem's in charge. I can't just walk into your house. I still have to stay here because Hashem's the one who does Tchiyas HaMesim. So Amrlei, he said back to them. So Rav Nachman then asked Rav Achi again. He says, "V'haksiv ki afara tavi al afar tashuv." It says in Bereishis. Okay, I may not know Navi. I know Chumash. It says in Bereishis, "For you are dust, and you'll return to dust." So Amalei responded to him, "Ahu shah achas kodim tchias amesim." No, just 1 hour before tchias amesim, the righteous turn to dust, so we can have this pasuk. But until then, they can walk around. Okay, let's read the last stuff here. Amalei ahu mina Rabbi Avo. So a certain min said to Rabbi Avo, "Amrisihu, you guys say nishmason shel tzadikim genuzos tachas kisei kavod. You think the souls of the righteous are stored beneath the kisei kavod? But if that's true." So if that's true, over Tamya Hecha asking the Shmuel ben Gida, how is it possible that sorceress raised up Shmuel? After once the Shmuel passed away, Shaul was going to battle and he was desperate to find out what the story was, and he sunk so to the point where he went to a sorceress to dig up, not to dig up, to conjure up the spirit of Shmuel so he could ask the question. But how is it if he sits next to the Kisei HaKavod? So how is it possible the soul's no longer here. The soul's of Kisei HaKavod. So how is it possible for the sorceress to have brought Shmuel back? So Amar Lei says back to them, Hasam B'Soch Shneimus HaChodesh. Now there is was within 12 months of his death. The Tanya, we have a bright that says, Kol Shneimus HaChodesh Guf Okayam V'Nishmaso Ola B'Yerodes. For the first 12 months after the Petira, the Guf remains and the Neshama goes up and down. It's stuck in between, going up and down between the next world and this world. But... La'achar shneimus hachodesh, haguf batel. After 12 months, the body ceases to exist. V'nishmasa ola b'shuv in yoredes. The soul goes up, and then it doesn't come back down anymore, which is probably why you say kaddish, you have a velus, for those 12 months. Okay? We'll stop here. Everyone have a good day. Oh, yeah.